Welcome back to the Real Life Program 524. I'm Amanda Hostetler, and today we're going to talk a little bit about 9/11, not the World Trade Center movie that everyone wants to chat about with Oliver Stone, but in fact a local author who has, in my estimation, taken a really kind of interesting look at 9/11, one that we don't see discussed much in the media, and certainly not around in probably public opinion, and that is the impact on the aviation industry that that 9/11 had. And as I said in the beginning of the program, I think when I first saw the information about Tom Murphy's book, Reclaiming the Sky, I thought to myself, you know, that's right. All of those people who work in aviation, who keep America flying, I mean, they just had to go back to work. If some catastrophe happened at my workplace where people lost their lives and potentially there might still be danger there for me, how could I go back to work? So I'm eager to have the discussion about the book. Tom Murphy joins me on the program. Tom, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Glad to have you here. Now, Tom, I actually have apparently a minted fresh book.
Right off the press.
Reclaiming the Sky, 9/11, and the Untold Story of the Men and Women Who Kept America Flying. Why did you write the book?
Well, I think you said it right, Amanda, that people came into work on a normal business day, and their industry was used as the means for these attacks. And like you say, how do you go back to work after that? How do you deal with that? How do you recover from that? And in my work, I developed customer service training programs, and I worked with many of those people who were centrally involved in Boston, New York, and Washington that day. So I wrote the book because I wanted to learn how somebody recovers, as you say. How do you go back to work? How do you deal with loss on that order? How do you deal with the deliberate quality of what was done, and especially when you and your industry were used to do it. So, and it's my industry as well. So wanting to learn how to recover, I went back to my colleagues to ask them for the secret. How is that done?
So tell us a little bit more, if you would, Tom, about the type of work you do and how you're connected, how this had, because I think for many of us, perhaps the thought, I mean, truthfully and honestly, this has not occurred to me, the impact on the aviation industry and the people who had to continue to go back to work there.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. I mean, I'm not saying it's an unreported story, but I think it's an underreported story.
Certainly.
And, you know, you talk about the movie, Oliver Stone's movie. I mean, again, that's the heroes that are at ground zero. But we don't hear about the heroes from aviation. Now, in my business, for 11 years before 9/11, I would travel the country developing customer service training programs for airports and for airport workers.
Wow.
So in that time, I trained probably 30,000 frontline workers, folks who worked at the airlines, folks who work on the ramp, folks who work on baggage claim, the people who make the airport operate, make the country fly. And these were people that I trained. And so I knew them intimately. And it was logical then for me wanting to learn how to recover from something like this. I would go back to them to ask them.
When we come back, we've got to pause for news. But I want to delve a little bit further because obviously there's some sort of catalyst to write a book like this. And so I'm curious how 9/11 impacted you, being someone who was so close to the aviation industry. Perhaps that was the genesis of it. Perhaps it was something else. I want to hear a little bit more about your story, if we could. Tom Murphy, my guest. We're going to pause for news, of course, here on KGMI. But when we return to the Real Life Program, more with author Tom Murphy, his brand new book, Reclaiming the Sky, 9/11 and the Untold Story of the Men and Women Who Kept America Flying. We'll be back. Don't leave us. Much more ahead.